This is a sample of our Monday bonus episodes. To support independent media, access our entire catalog of bonus episodes, and listen to everything ad-free, please visit patreon.com/conspirituality. You can also access these full bonus episodes on Apple Podcasts. Thank you for your support.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conspirituality, where we investigate the intersection of conspiracy theories and spiritual influence to uncover cults, pseudoscience, and authoritarian extremism. I'm Matthew Remsky, and we can be found on Instagram at ConspiritualityPod. That's our handle on Threads as well. And you can access all of our episodes ad-free, plus our Monday bonus episodes on Patreon, or just those bonuses via Apple subscriptions. We also have a book out. Rumors and reviews are that it's quite good. It's in all formats, print, ebook, audiobook format. This episode is part of our Listener Stories series, which is an ongoing project in discussing with listeners their entanglements with conspirituality and cults, how they got into them, how they managed, how they had difficult but also unexpected experiences along the way, and how they recovered. But today is a little different because, as promised, I'm starting up a series of conversations with listeners who are dealing with long COVID. So today, my guest is Matthew Stillman, who is walking that long line. And as he does so, he's dodging but also dancing with conspirituality along the way. Hey, Matthew, welcome.
Good afternoon, morning, whatever time it is. Yeah.
Thanks so much for taking the time.
Absolute pleasure.
So I wanted to open by saying, you know, this might be a tiring experience. You can let me know as we go forward. We can bail at any time.
Yeah. I'm a grown up. I can speak for my own boundaries, but I think we'll be okay.
Okay. Now, you wrote to our chat section on Patreon to inform the thread that you're actually dealing with two different strains of long COVID. So
yes.
Why don't we start there? Two strains.
Some people are just lucky, I guess. I had two infections of COVID. I got the original OG one in March of 2020. I would just briefly say that I've been an athletic, healthy person my entire life. But I got a 6 week long cough, which didn't disable me, which didn't send me to the hospital, what would be termed a quote unquote mild case, but it was unkickable. And it was like a cough I had never had before and just wouldn't go away. And it seemed clear to me as the world shut down in March, but I was still coughing, but I'd been coughing for 2 weeks. I'm like, oh, I guess I have this COVID thing because I live in New York City. I probably got it on the subway. You know, that was probably happening. But, you know, a month later, I was like, oh, my cough is still happening, but it faded away. And of course, the language around long COVID didn't really start to emerge until the summer. But I still wasn't feeling right. And I can speak about what those particular symptomologies were. And of course, there also was a time of tremendous stress of being chronically online. So there's other things that were going on, but there were things that were persisting. And as I started to see online this language around long COVID, it was sort of aligning. Of course, this is anecdotally, the science had no idea exactly what was happening yet. I started to find on Twitter and then the newly formed Zoom, who never knew what Zoom was at the time, of these little rooms of people who get together and say, yeah, this is what's happening. And I would get on those. I'm like, yeah, this is what's happening to me too. Is that, you know, bubble talk? Is that confirmation talk? Sure. But also it seemed discovery talk as well. And then my second infection was around Christmas into New Year's of 21. And that was the Omicron variant. And that had a completely new symptomology, which emerged literally the day after. And so I was, you know, mild sickness, you know, sort of manageable and sort of a annoying head cold sort of a way. But within 2 days of being negative and feeling, quote unquote, back to normal, it was clear, oh, things aren't back to normal. So the symptomologies, which are different, for the first one, I would say the ever favorite brain fog. I started to have cognitive issues. I'm not a dumb person, but things that I knew just suddenly like couldn't come together. And it wasn't always about, you know, directions or always math, or it just was sort of things that are deeply in me. Unkickable tiredness. No matter how much I slept, no matter how much I napped, no matter how much I worked out to try to make myself more tired, it just wouldn't go away. and then disturbed sleep. So again, I could sleep for 8 hours, I could sleep for 9 hours, but I would wake up feeling like I slept for less hours than that.
Right.
So that was the first symptomology. And I'd say executive function stresses of not being able to organize my time, not being able to concentrate as long. And again, are there other things going into that? Sure.
One thing that I just want to note is that hearing this story as, you know, compared with many other stories that I've heard, there's also an intersection between the stresses of the emergent disease and symptomology, and also the stresses of all of the discourse, scrolling, all of the conversing about it.
Yeah.
There's this overlap between the fatigue of trying to figure out what's happening, the fatigue of information overload, and what the virus has actually left you with, which is like, seems to be a very compounding problem.
Very compounding. And you simultaneously have to be hyper vigilant, but can't be hyper vigilant. And you have to try to network your intelligence as much as possible to see if you can get, but of course that can have problems where you start to get confirmation bias. Like, is the person that I'm asking just tilted towards this? Am I just only talking to long COVID people?
Right.
But again, long COVID was a new thing. So it was lots of even doctors who are really super smart were trying to figure out like what's happening here. And they still are, although they've learned more. Anyway, my second infection, which I had just briefly begun to say that in terms of what it was as an experience, wasn't that bad as a COVID experience. But 2 days after it was over, I started to have breathlessness, which I could just be sitting on a couch doing nothing and be suddenly out of breath. Like I ran, you know, a 400 meter sprint, or maybe a 200. I don't want to be too dramatic, but some amount of meter sprint that's more than 50, less than 500.
Have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.